This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mix 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
Oh boy, this is a unique situation because Mallory was like, I don't even want a man. All of a sudden, here he comes.
Oh boy.
And then he goes.
That's exactly what happens. You don't even want him at first, and then they work their way in and they win you over and then they leave.
Ugh!
That's the worst.
Ugh.
Mallory, that's what happened?
I basically, I met this guy, you know, I've just been all about myself for the last 3 years and I wasn't really dating.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel really happy with myself and my life right now. And I thought, all right, you know, it's a good time to maybe add love back into the equation. So I wasn't, you know, I wasn't like, oh, I absolutely like, you know, want to have a man, need to have a man. And I thought, all right, let me jump into the dating apps. They're easy. Downloaded one for the first time and I was overwhelmed, but you know, I found this guy. He seemed normal. He seemed like a real catch. He was attractive and I thought, oh, okay, wait a minute. Is this catfishing?
That's exactly how I feel. Anytime anyone semi-attractive follows me on any social media, I'm like, who's this catfish?
You know, it's a spam.
Oh,
but yeah, and he was funny like you, you know? And so I was also thought, okay, this is, maybe he's not gonna be funny in real life. So anyway, he asked me on a date. I was excited. We get drinks downtown. I show up. I'm like, is he going to be the person he was in the app? And he was.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just great. I mean, I kind of had these crazy butterflies. And I don't know. I was kind of infatuated from the jump. But then at one point in the date, his energy just switched. And I have been trying to pinpoint in my brain you know, what happened? I just can't figure it out. And I don't know. I guess he seemed too good to be true, and he was.
Well, that sucks. Why don't we call Brandon, Mallory, and see if he'll talk to us and tell us what's going on, okay?
Okay.
All right, hang on.
Hello?
Hey, Brandon, good morning. This is going to be the weirdest call that you get, but I want to tell you everything so you're not blindsided. I tried to soak this up. I hope you don't hang up on us. We're Booker, Alex, and Audrey. We do a morning radio show on Mix 94.7. We're not coming for you or anything because we're completely impartial in this. We're just trying to help navigate a conversation. We help out people that have been ghosted with this segment, and we've got Mallory on the phone. She contacted us and told us about an awesome date she had with you. She just told us very, very nice things about you, but she's really confused because she felt like things were going really well on your date. And then all of a sudden there was like this switch with the way you were acting. And now she hasn't heard from you. So we thought, well, if you don't want to talk to her, maybe you'll talk to us, help her get some answers and we can either figure it out or we'll move on. I know that's a lot to soak
up. So good though.
Yeah. Man.
Will you be willing to talk to us for just a quick minute and help us out here, or more importantly, help Mallory out?
Yeah. First of all, I love y'all's show.
Oh, thank you. It helps when people know who we are. It helps a lot.
Yeah. No, it's great. Yeah, man. Okay, I'm trying to do this as delicate as I can. I found out her game, and it just was really not something that I wanted in my life.
What's her game?
So it was going really good, and we were having a good time. And then and towards the second half of the date, something came up in conversation, and she, you know, decided to Google it quick for us, which was fine. And, you know, I'd do the same thing. Mm-hmm. But when she pulled up her phone on Safari, it was the website for OnlyFans.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, she tried to exit out of it real quick, but not before I saw everything. I saw her profile, and it was there, and it was – I could leave it at that, really, honestly.
Wait. Are you saying that she was just on OnlyFans, or she
said
was,
you saw her profile?
She was on OnlyFans.
Like
oh.
That's like part of her thing. She's an OnlyFans girl.
And, do you feel like you were blindsided by that, or
a little bit? Yeah, I mean, I don't think that's something that's going to come out like when you first talk to somebody. Maybe it should. I don't know, but just everything about her and how she portrayed herself leading up to that piece of information made her seem like really respectable and well rounded and. And I didn't think she was the kind of person who would you know do that or have a profile like that. It's and honestly, it's not something I want my woman to engage in or even consider. Even if it was in her past, I wouldn't be okay with it. Like, because that's just something that says something about her character. But
man,
like, I didn't want to say anything because that's like her business, and I didn't want to waste her time and energy. I just wanted to leave as soon as I could, as soon as I saw that, and I didn't want to be rude, and, mm-hmm. and figured I might as well finish the drink I already paid for, but like I was just trying to really leave it at that and engage, you know?
Yeah, thank you for telling us that. Mallory, I don't know if this is what you expected, if you thought that he didn't see it or what the deal is, but how do you feel about what he said?
Yeah, well, I kind of feel it's incredibly judgmental of you. I mean, look, I'm proud to be successful and I make a great income. You know, it shouldn't matter if I do that online. It's not like I'm in the adult film business. I just post pictures of myself looking good. And obviously you liked how I looked. Mm. So, and you know, it takes a lot to succeed at that. It's not, uh-huh. I mean, I work on myself. And again, if you're not secure enough to handle my boss energy, then we are definitely better off.
Look at you.
Something similar just happened to me on a date.
What?
I pulled up my Safari because I was trying to check the score of the Oklahoma game.
Yeah?
And I forgot that I had, before the date, looked him up on LinkedIn.
And he, God.
But he didn't see it, I don't think.
Oh, thank God. Okay, well, anyway.
This happens more often than it does.
I was mortified.
That's awesome.
Mallory, clearly not at all. Obviously, this is not a connection, but we do appreciate you being honest, Brandon.
Oh, that's funny.
Mallory, you got your answer. Wish you both luck.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks. I'm glad to know because I need somebody who likes it all.
Oh,
dang.
All.